Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue with the discussion of the process of a real estate transaction.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I want to talk a little more about the process of a real estate transaction, the steps along the way. Last program, we talked about the counselor you choose. You're likely a very bright person. You just don't do real estate transactions every day. So you need someone who does. And that's what we do. And some of those activities are repeated. The process is built to help the buyer understand what they're buying and have the seller limit their liability and maximize their opportunity as well.
Now, we're all familiar with the negotiation process. You have been negotiating all of your life. As a little kid, you were a great negotiator. You cried until you got your way, etc.
I still use that.
There's nothing wrong with that, I would guess. The interesting thing is now, as you're negotiating for the purchase of a house or an apartment complex or an office building, whatever it is, you're dealing with a lot of marbles. In fact, you're dealing with so many marbles, you can't pay for it in cash in most instances. You need to get a large loan. So there's this emphasis on, gosh, I'm dealing with more money than I can afford to lose, so I'm going to be really interesting and deceptive.
And there's so many moving parts that fear does come into this. That's why in our last program, we talked about getting counsel you trust, understanding what you're doing or going about to do before you start the process. And then when you do jump, you've got to trust the process to some degree. You're going to identify a property, an investment opportunity, for example, and it's going to look like it makes sense. That's when you write the offer, before you know if it really does make sense.
Unfortunately, that's the case. We don't have the opportunity to know everything there is to know about the property. And if you don't get the thing under contract, don't worry about it because somebody else bought it 5 minutes ago. It's a ready, fire, aim situation. If you see what you think you like, you better get it under contract. But we have what's known as a due diligence period following the writing of the offer so that you can discover what you need to know about the property.
And that due diligence can be very extensive in regards to the material opportunity, the actual facility itself and what it offers and what concerns might be in there. It may also be the status of the title or the income producing data that you're going to review. So there's a lot of things that you can educate yourself on in a timely way, and people expect to have that opportunity. We'll talk more on this next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.